Fresh Air's rock and roll historian Ed Ward recently moved to Berlin. You can imagine some of the challenges of relocating there, learning a new language, figuring out how to get around. But one of the biggest challenges he's faced has been shopping.
Sunday morning, I got up and stumbled to the bathroom to shave. I pushed the light switch and pow, the bulb blew. "Here we go again," I said as I shaved in the dark. Last week, it was flour. I was making an American dinner and realized I didn't have quite enough for the cornbread. The flour only took 3 hours to find. The bathroom light was going to be out all day. Now, Sunday store closing is no big thing. After all, when I moved to Texas 13 years ago, there were blue laws, and only recently has Britain allowed shops to open on Sunday. But if it had been, say, 8 o'clock on Friday night and I'd needed that flour or light bulb, I'd have been equally out of luck. And that, more than trying to learn German or find my way through the subway system, has been the biggest adjustment I've had to make here. It's the weird German law concerning shop hours. 7 till 6:30 weekdays, although most close at 6, Thursdays till 8, although few take advantage of it, Saturdays until 2, although most close at 1, until 4, or maybe 6, the first Saturday of each month. Got it? I sure didn't. It was only when I discovered that I was eating out far more than I wanted to, or could afford, that I knew I had to find a way to cope. That was when I first started noticing the plastic bags. Everywhere I went during the day, people were carrying plastic bags because, like me, they were taking off time in their workday to do the shopping most Americans would do after work. That was also why, when we set up our office, there was a mad dash to find a used refrigerator, not, as I'd assumed, to keep beer in, but to have a place to store our vegetables and milk until it was time to go home. A friend of mine who worked the traffic beat at a radio station here told me that most traffic accidents happen in the 45 minutes before closing time as people rush through Berlin's insanely congested streets to get to the store on time. There are ways around this, of course. Most Saturdays, the Turkish vegetable stands pretty much ignore the closing time, and in my neighborhood, a Turkish family with a kind of 7-Eleven leaves a few cans of cat food outside their door to indicate that they're open, usually until about 9. And special licenses are available. There's a very expensive but well-stocked supermarket in the Friedrichstrasse railway station that's open late, and even on Sundays, and a bakery shop elsewhere in the terminal with the same hours. You can buy bread there on Sundays. Another kink in the law says that bakeries can open for a few hours on Sunday to sell cakes, but not bread. And flower shops open for 2 hours on Sunday in case you're going to visit your mother. Another lifesaver is the gas station. Open 24 hours to service taxis and other night owls, they've moved from selling cigarettes and potato chips to having well-stocked mini-markets in them. So I work with one eye on the clock and a prayer to Allah for the Turks if I don't make the supermarket on time. And if all else fails, a friend who's lived here for a long time notes, this is the only city in Europe where you can get a drink 24 hours a day.
Ed Ward is currently living in Berlin and writing for Checkpoint magazine.